Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Terry Felton. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Craig. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Gary Wheelock. And now, play ball. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive towards first. Bocht reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wheelock. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Castineau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Castano moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castano scores. Wilfong scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wheelock, and towards Milbourne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Byron McLaughlin now pitching. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sofield for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0 for 1 in the game. Milbourne strikes out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive towards first. Bach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Box scores. Horton moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Stein moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Mariners, 2. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer bunts towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Craig moves to second. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Bocht reaches second base with a double. Craig scores. It's 3-2, Mariners. Doug Corbett now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bocht moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raleigh fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is walked intentionally. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raleigh fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing center field. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cubbage, and towards Wilfong, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing right field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Erickson pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive towards first. Bocht catches it and steps on first to double up Erickson. Two outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.